This is Marketplace. I'm Amy Scott. If you know brands like Ben & Jerry's ice cream, Dove soap and Lipton tea, and a gazillion others, then you know Unilever. The food, beauty, and home care giant is one of Britain's biggest corporations. But a billionaire American investor, Nelson Peltz, has recently taken a stake in the company, along with a seat on the board. While Peltz is known for shaking up underperforming businesses by slashing costs, Unilever claims to have a deeper purpose. From London, Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports.
Every day, Unilever does good for communities across America.
Unilever regards itself as a champion of social justice, a campaigner against environmental harm.
We're committed to doing more good.
But that altruistic image, projected through brands like Dove soap, Hellmann's mayonnaise and Domestos disinfectant, has palled. For shareholders at least, says Russell Mould, investment director at stockbroking firm AJ Bell. He says Unilever hasn't been doing much good where it really matters.
The shares have underperformed badly relative to the UK market and its global peers.
Nestle and Procter & Gamble shares have risen strongly over the past 5 years. Unilever's are down by more than 10%. And, says Mould, some investors blame the company's do-good culture.
Someone criticised the company for being too obsessed with environmental and social governance issues when they want them to make more mayonnaise and sell more products.
Matthew Lesh of the Free Market Institute of Economic Affairs echoes that sentiment.
Unilever has been too focused on social purpose rather than actually delivering profits to shareholders.
The company's been distracted, he says, preoccupied with promoting marquee liberal causes.
Things like LGBT plus rights, addressing the climate crisis, as well as taking a stand against Brexit.
And Brexit was one of the targets of Unilever's most activist brand, which hails from Vermont.
At Ben & Jerry's, we're always looking for ways to top your favorite flavors.
The ice cream maker has not only tweeted against Brexit, but also against the UK government's immigration policy. And in a protest against Israel, it refused to sell its products in occupied Palestinian territory. A boycott that Unilever ended after a hail of criticism. For a consumer product company, says Lesh, all this is playing with fire.
In many respects, it can undermine a brand, particularly when it takes such stringent positions. It can alienate many of its customers.
Unilever did not respond to our request for comment, but the company does have its supporters. Simon Rawson of Share Action, which promotes socially and environmentally responsible investing.
I don't have a problem at all with brands having purposes. I think they can be really helpful.
Unilever, he says, has undeniably done some good.
For example, it, I think, is one of the leaders globally in committing to pay living wages for people throughout its extensive supply chains.
It's campaigned against plastic pollution and, through its beauty products, tried to shift perceptions of physical perfection, taking the pressure off young people.
The work that they've been doing to challenge stereotypes around body images, I think that's laudable.
And he says it does all make perfect commercial sense for a consumer product company.
Consumers are increasingly moving away from brands which they know are unsustainable or socially irresponsible, either through its exploitative labour practices or through its environmental credentials.
But even supporters say that Unilever's political activism can be polarising. Just like Marmite, the company's most divisive brand, a pungent British savoury spread actually advertised under the slogan, "You either love it or hate it."
It tastes of sunshine.
I hate it! It makes me cry!
As a fearsome activist investor takes a seat on the Unilever board, Britain's commentariat is also divided. For some, it's a rude awakening for a woke corporation. For others, a potential setback for concerned capitalism. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.